I would have liked to stay with you longer, but I find consolation in the words of Jesus. He tells us, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all I have said to you. The Father sends His Spirit of truth and love into the world, and the Spirit guides us in the ways of peace. Therefore, do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. Dear brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is with you.
Welcome to The Holy Spirit Is With You, hosted by Kathleen McCarthy of In His Sign Catholic Radio. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world.
Well, praise God. It's good to be with each and every one of you. As you know, it's for me, it's always a blessing, and I welcome each and every one of you. Today, I will be solo. Father Dermot will return next week. He's home now, just arriving home. So my sidekick will be back on, I guess, Thursday. Next Thursday. So I just wanted to praise and thank God for each and every one of you. You are, what shall I say? You are a great blessing and certainly a great joy to my heart. And once again, I just, it's a beautiful day, and I was driving down, and I was thinking, well, I had been away for a few weeks, and last week I really felt great that I was on my way in to do the program on Tuesday, and I felt the same way again today. There is someone who has passed away. Her name is Fran, close to all of our hearts. She's a family member. And I would just ask that you would pray for this beautiful woman of faith and all members of our family. My brothers and sisters, you know, I always say for each one of us, we never know the hour, the time, or the day. And I just said the other day, chronologically, I'm probably closer to God's house than my own house right now. And that's probably true for a lot of you who are listening today, probably most of you. And I think that's why I always say we need to be prepared. We need to really take the magnificent gift of the sacramental church that God has given each one of us to have the freedom to decrease so the Lord can increase within us, to have the freedom that you and I seek in Christ, realizing that we are the only body He has on earth. So once again, there's been so many funerals and viewings of friends and relatives in this past few months. And one thing I am assured of, that that she was prepared. So I just want to praise and thank God for each and every one of you. I want to share with you, as I do always, the gospel message. And we're going to make sure we're right off at 5 o'clock today, because I know I will ask you to stay tuned for Dr. Anton Raimondo, who will be doing a special edition of his Thursday radio program at In His Sign on his Facebook. So with no further ado, let us open up the gospel today, I would remind you, each of you, that today, as always, I will open the gospel, I will read it, and then expand on it a bit. And God's word is spirit, and it's life. And so as we read his word, as we ponder his word, as we reflect on his word, we pray that we would decrease and he would increase within us. We're living in crazy times in this world. I've been saying the last 5 years, and particularly, well, maybe the last 20 years, but in particularly the last 5 or 10 years, that, up is down, down is up. The world is inside out and upside down. And I think you know that. There's so much crazy things that are going on in the world that I would never think in all my days that I would see take place. And so we have to be aware. We have to be available, as I say, to go out and proclaim the truth in the midst of all the lies that are being told. We have to be a people who are sure that God has called them by name, just not called them, but called them by name. He calls each and every one of us by name, and he has a purpose and a plan. I don't ever want anybody to forget that. Every single person, the Lord died for each and every one of us, every single one of us, that we might have life and have it eternally. So I just want to remind each and every one that it is important always to be prepared. So here's the gospel today. For truly I say to you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, you think of what's taken place. All the transgender stuff, all the innocent children that have been led astray, that have been told that, and actually taught in schools, people don't even tell the family members that these children are now identifying. Boys are identifying girls, girls identifying as boys. Hospitals, doctors, and nurses who I would never think of my life, I mean, in my entire life, do no harm. That Hippocratic Oath, do no harm. And many hospitals now take young children, aside from giving all these blockers, but now they're actually, as you know, taking off from little girls their breast, their genitalia, taking off of a boy child his the genital, taking his penis, and filling him with all kinds of drugs to develop some breast and to stop the hair growth, etc., etc., etc. You know it all. This is where we're living in these days and these times, and the scripture today says so clearly, and I hope people will send this forth, hit your share button. I've been telling everybody, these days we're living in are urgent, urgent, urgent times. And we have to take a stand. We're either standing in the light or we're in the dark. There is no shadows here. And when the Lord comes and all his glory, and he asks us, each of us, who we are and how have we loved one another. Loving one another does not mean to condone the things that are taking place in our world today. It's to be telling these kids and family as well, you have to support what your children want. Your children, my children, so many of the children in the world today those that, you know, parents, some of them, I think, they're waking up, but many of them aren't even aware what their children are being taught, particularly in the public school systems. And they're being indoctrinated. I've been saying it and saying it and saying it. They're being indoctrinated, not educated anymore. And the scriptures tell us very clearly today, whoever causes one, not all, who would even cause one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him or her if a great millstone was hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than with two hands to go to hell. To the unquenchable fire. There is hell. There is fire. There are accountable things that we will be held accountable for when he comes. And if we are called home today, we will be asked about those kinds of things. How do we love? Do we speak the truth when they were lying to our children? Did we speak the truth? I mean, it's mind-boggling to think in this day and in this age that it's illegal to build a wall. Like, they don't want us to build that wall to keep our sovereignty, to keep our country safe from illegal, I'll say that again. Hey, my parents come over too. My parents came, my grandparents came from Ireland. Your grandparents or great-grandparents or my great-grandparents, we all came from somewhere. And they went with all their heart and soul. They wanted to be American citizens. And I'm telling you, I believe in immigration. I don't believe in illegal people coming across our borders. Many are coming to do harm to this country, and just at the perfect time, there will be a signal sent, and we will be in the midst of an uprising like nothing we've ever seen before in our own country. For the love of God, for the love of God, and for the love of our families, please let us stand up and speak out, not to be silent. Let us love one another to tell them the truth. Because we become a country of semantics. So you can't say this and you can't say that, or you'll hurt somebody's feelings if you say that. Well, again, I'd rather hurt somebody's feelings and have them wind up in hell. And I'd rather somebody tell me the truth than hurt my feelings and wind up in hell. So you need courage. You need that coraggio, courage to stand when everyone else isn't, to speak up and to speak out in the truth when the world is so full of lies in this day, in this time, in this age. You and I mean, my brothers and sisters, you and I perhaps were born for a time such as this, just like Esther. You and I are called to be his voice and to speak up and to tell it like it is. Tell the truth. That's the only thing, in love, by the way, that's the only thing, nothing else. It is the truth, God's word, the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, our triune God. It's only that and that alone that can save us. By no other name can we be saved. No one on earth. And so you and I are called to love somebody enough to tell them the truth. Even if they're going to be angry or mad or say, unfriend you on Facebook or whatever. We're going to be held accountable. We're called to love. Even those that we don't think are lovable, they are. And we're called to tell them the truth. I'm going to continue with this. Okay. Let me go back to where I was. I can go off and have to find my place when I do that. It is better for you to enter the lame, enter life lame, than with 2 feet to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with 1 eye than with 2 eyes to be thrown into hell. Again, this is hyperbole language, but the Lord is making a point. Meaning if our eyes are filled with lust and envy and all of that, he's telling us it'd be better if we didn't have those eyes, if one of our eyes would be plucked out if it's causing us to sin. He also tells us very clearly if our hands are doing evil things to the bodies or to the bodies of others, it'd be better to cut them off. Then enter into hell with 2 hands. And we really have to realize that this is a powerful gospel today. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It's better to enter life lame. Again, he's talking about if we are walking into areas that blaspheme God, if we are walking into areas of temptation, walking in to be tempted and lured into all kinds of sins, and then we have to come against that. It is better. It is better for us to enter the kingdom whole and alive in the Spirit. And that's what we have to do. We have to be willing to stand up and speak the truth. And those that we love, tell them the truth in love. Wouldn't it be better to have your friends or your, even some of your children, to be mad or angry for a time than to say, when they come one day before the kingdom of God and the Lord on judgment day, I never knew this. My mother never told me. My father never told me. I never heard it said in school. I never knew this. We have an important message to carry out. And it's a message to just tell the truth. Out of love and in gentleness. Because he alone is the way, the truth, and the life. Where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched, for everyone will be salted with fire. So salt is good, but if the salt has lost the saltiness, how will you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. You know, we're called to be the salt of the earth all around our country today. If we look at it, I mean, it's totally crazy, right? Totally crazy. And we have God has blessed us with great lives. We've been rewarded because God is perfect love and he has shown us his perfect love. He wants us to live forever with him in paradise. And while we're living on earth, the kingdom of God is within us, he tells us. He doesn't say when we die, we'll finally enter into the kingdom of happiness. He says the kingdom of God is within you. We have a time to, as we walk on this earth, as we live out our lives, to remember that the kingdom of God is within us. It's the triune God. It's the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, third person of the Blessed Trinity, he's really living in us. He empowers us to speak truth to lie. He empowers us when there is hatred to bring love and peace and deliverance and healing by telling the truth. It's a hard fact, but it's the truth, and it's only the truth that will set all of us free. We are a people, God's perfect love, and he created each of us in his own likeness and image. And the way we love one another is important. And the best way we can love someone is to tell them the truth in love and in gentleness. Not to rip them down, not to shame them or embarrass them or any of those things. They're not of God. God is not a God of shame. God is a God of love. And when we speak, when we love people, when we care about them, we have an obligation to tell them the truth in gentleness and in love. This time here is short, but eternity is going to last forever. The Lord told us that those who are loving and kind, kindness isn't weakness, by the way, but all of us who are kind and loving will never lose our reward. That's in today's gospel. Jesus never refused to give to anyone in need who asked for his help. As his disciples, we are called to be kind and generous as he is. You know, God never calls either one of us or any one of us to do the impossible. He calls us to allow him to do the impossible in us. And that's what we're called to do. To love those who perhaps at times are unlovable. To forgive those who at times we find most difficult to forgive, or many times just feel absolutely, I can't do this. I can't do it. I want to remind you of something. I wrote it in one of my books, one of my first books. Jesus from the cross did not say, "I forgive them, Father." I just wrote another whole chapter on this. What he said was, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." In his humanity on that cross, he didn't say, "I forgive them." He asked the Father to forgive them. So maybe in our humanity, remember, Jesus was fully human, just had no sin. And like us, many times we find it most difficult to forgive, especially those things that are really seem to be unforgivable to us. They're the very things he calls us to forgive and surrender to. And when we have difficulty doing that, maybe we can say, "Father, I surrender this to you. Forgive them, for they know not what they've done." I think all of us, if we've hurt someone and somebody that has really hurt somebody's life so deeply, they probably have no idea. Oh, they think we got hurt, or they think they hurt us in some way. But if they were ever shown the full picture, I think they'd repent. I think in the end, if they saw the damage done to a heart and a soul, they would wish they hadn't said or done the things that crushed us in spirit, that filled us with anxiety or fear, that took away our peace, where we lived in anxiety. And so, my brothers and sisters, I I just want to say again for each one of us, God's grace is always pouring out on us to overflowing. We can't take, you know, don't ever take kindness for being weak. Kindness is doing the right thing for the right reasons. And we can't really look at today's world and think, well, we can't have these feelings like what they're living, they're wrong. It's against everything that God teaches in the scriptures and the church. And so we'll have to go along with it. We'll have to, you know, just be kind to them and be accepting and be, that's what the enemy would want us to think. Jesus called the people what they were when he walked on the earth. You know, the whitewashers, he called them snakes, called them evildoers. He wants us to speak truth in kindness, in gentleness, never to embarrass anyone in public, never to bring shame to anyone, but to tell the truth. And we're all called to it. He doesn't say most of you. He says all of you. He tells us all of us. His message in the Gospels for all of us, not just a few. And I just, like I said, everyone according to our own ability is called. Is called to love unconditionally, to love and to be a voice, just like John the Baptist was, crying out in the wilderness for him and the darkness for us, so that we can all say to him one day, I did what I, everything I could do. Times I failed and stumbled, but in my heart I tried to speak the truth, to set all those free. And so I just want to say for all of us, if we can't do that, we have to allow the love of Christ to change our hearts. You know, there's a song, I always loved it. Change my heart, oh God. Do you remember that? Change my heart, oh God. Change my heart. Make it more like thine. Make it ever new. Take gossip from me, Lord. Don't ever let me gossip and hurt someone with lies or innuendos. Help me to be like you. Change my heart, oh God. I want to be like you. It's a beautiful song. And we have the Lord singing that song in our hearts all the time. We have to be willing to allow the Lord to transform our hearts and know that he will, giving us courage and grace and strength to speak truth. I mean, he doesn't call us to accept the lies that are going on in this country. We're called, all of us. I just said the act of contrition, I guess it was Tuesday on the air. Jesus calls each one of us. He tells us in the Gospel of Mark that there's consequences for all these serious sins. Consequences, my brothers and sisters. He tells us to take drastic measures in our own weaknesses, in our own faults, in our own failings. Have grace poured out on us. He doesn't want us to go along with the world saying, hey, it's okay. If it feels good, it is good. If it sounds good, it's probably good. And if it looks good, it's surely good. There lies from hell. My brothers and sisters, you've been given a good mind. You've been catechized, and you know the truth. And even though it's difficult at times to put it into practice, that's what we're called to do. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You're listening to In His Sign, Catholic Radio. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. We often think of the scripture where the disciples were walking to Emmaus, where they said, "Were not our hearts burning within us as Jesus spoke to us on the road?" As we travel along the road together in our Archdiocese of Philadelphia and Camden Diocese, we thank God for our loyal circle of family and friends. Please consider sponsoring one of our new programs in the name of your parish priest, family member, or friend. It would be a beautiful way of helping us to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Give us a call at 610-527-2906 or visit us on the web at inhissign.com.
Back again for this last half hour. I just praise and thank God for this medium, for this opportunity we have. I just, with all my heart and soul, I'm trying to get a message out that's so important. God, I mean, this country was founded, you know, one country under God. And yet we've tried to sanitize him right out of our society, right out of our country, and to make it look, if we believe in all the founding fathers and what they taught and their principles and our faith was the forming of our faith from 2,000 years ago plus. If we ditch all that and buy into the easier way, which sounds good, and you know, God doesn't want us to accept this. You know, when we're told to be tolerant, he doesn't want us to be tolerant of sin. I want you to think about this. I just read this, and I think it's fabulous to get my point across today. I just brought it up, actually. And this person said this, and I think most people will agree with it. So let me get this straight. This is what I'm saying here. If you cross the North Korean border illegally, you get 12 years in prison at hard labor. If you cross the Afghanistan border illegally, you get shot. Two Americans now just got 8 years for crossing the Iranian border. If you cross the United States border illegally, you get a job, you get a driver's license, you'd be able to get food stamps, prepaid cards,
Michael McCarthy.
Prepaid cards, child care benefits, housing, education, and a tax-free business for 7 years. No wonder we are a country in debt. Repost this if you agree. It stung me when I read that. It's so true. It's so true, and yet we look like we're not good Christians if we try to board up our borders, try to keep them safe, trying to keep our people safe. I mean, we lock our doors at night. Why? Why don't we just tell everybody to come in, take what they want, do what they want? I'll leave my door open. I'll leave it unlocked. Or take my car. I'll leave that unlocked. Take whatever I have. I'll go to bed and sleep securely knowing my door's open and anybody can come in at any time they want. Isn't that ludicrous? Would you ever do that? No. When I was a little kid, we didn't lock our doors at night. But in these times, in these days, and all along through the years, the enemy is rampant. And we have to be aware, if we wouldn't go to bed and lock our doors or close our windows at night, and we wouldn't leave our car doors unlocked, no matter where we're at, in any area, even in our own driveways, then we shouldn't want to leave people coming from all different countries into our country illegally when all are welcome, freely and completely welcome, to come into this great United States of America, the greatest country on this earth. Has a lot of problems, a lot of issues, a lot of faults, but still the greatest company, the greatest country in the world. Freedom. Although we're losing those freedoms more and more every day. Some people can say what they want and nothing happens. Other people say what they want and they could be arrested or they can be investigated or put in jail. I mean, it's crazy. And yeah, I don't know why, but today it really hit me with the gospel. Anybody who leads these children astray, to let them think it's all right what they're being indoctrinated to believe. A young mind is so pliable, it's so vulnerable to being formed and fashioned. But God wants us to be formed and fashioned in all of our children as well, to be well catechized so that when they hear these things or see these things take place, they recognize some of us not coming from God. Are there cases, are there same-sex attractions? Yes, there are. But that doesn't mean, it's like, you can have a same-sex attraction, but if you're living out your faith, that's your cross in life. But you can still have a full, beautiful life in many, many, many ways. It's like what just happened just recently in the papers. Oh, yeah. Michael Cohen. He thought it was okay to steal tens of thousands of dollars from his former employee because he didn't get the bonus that he thought he deserved and it was less than it was before. Well, let me just tell you something. If I went out to speak and say and this has happened to me, believe me, say I went out to speak, unlike many people, I do not charge a fee. Okay, I tell them whatever their normal stipend is fine. But suppose I went out to speak and they say, this is our normal stipend. Okay, praise God. And so I go out and they give me half of that stipend because things are tight or whatever reason. Do you think it'd be right if I went back into that place and stole the rest of that money that they said they were going to give me? I'd be arrested. You would be arrested. He perjured himself. He lied. And he committed grand larceny. And he was never charged for it. You see how lopsided our world is? And I don't care, Republican or Democrat, Libertarian, whatever you are. We're called to have eyes to see, ears to hear. And we're called to have understanding. There are two justice systems out there, folks. And unless we're willing to stand up and speak out, it'll never be corrected. Stand for truth. You know, however you vote, vote for what you feel is for your best interest, for your livelihood, for your family, for your children, and for the principles that you hold dear. But I'm telling everybody, when you go in that voting system, whatever it is, whether you're pushing a button or whatever you do, whether you sit behind that little tiny sitting thing, a little wood between us, or you go into a booth, whatever you do, I want you to think about it and pray about it. Whoever you vote for, and I pray you do vote your conscience, whoever that is. But whoever you're voting for, regardless of what we say, your friends aren't going to be there. Your enemies aren't going to be there. It's only between you and God. He knows all. He sees all. And so, vote from your heart. Vote from your conscience. And vote for the principles and the things that you believe in. Whether I disagree with that or not, that's between you and God. But we have a country that is free. And freedom isn't free. Men and women all over the world have shed their American blood on foreign soils that we wouldn't have to fight in this country, those wars. In a blink of an eye, in an instant, or at a word or a command, an uprising could happen in a blink of an eye in this country right now. That's how many people have invaded our country. And if you doubt that, read it. Find out the truth. Research it. In the meantime, you and I are called to live our life to the full. And part of that fullness of life is being willing to speak truth. Not to be silenced. Not to be afraid. We're called not to fear. We're called to be cautious. There's a big difference. God has this, I assure you. And don't wait, my brothers and sisters, don't wait to tell someone in love the truth, even if you know it's going to be distasteful to them. You tell them how much you love them. Sometimes it's harder to tell someone that you love the truth because you don't want to upset or offend or hurt anybody's feelings. And you respect their love, you respect their opinions and their feelings. You don't have to agree with them and condone them. And so again, call in. You got 15 minutes. I certainly didn't plan, well, I never plan. I never know what I'm going to say, but this was so strong. We should not be leading our children astray, and God have mercy on all those and all those kinds of situations where they are leading our children in a path away from God, away from truth, away from freedom. So 610-527-2906, 610-527-2906, if you want to call in. We have 15 minutes. I just want you to know I wear this for this upcoming weekend. will be coming towards our Memorial Day weekend, and I take that very, very seriously. Like I said, our freedom wasn't free. Somebody gave their all, or their limbs, or their time, their love, sweat, and tears for this flag. The flag that is spit on, the flag that is burned, the flag that is ripped down from places and other things going up in its place. I don't know about you, but I think the young people today, I think they are being filled with holy boldness for truth. I think they are being filled with a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I think they have eyes to see and ears to hear, even though you read in the papers about all these other things that are taking place and a lot of young people, half of them don't even know what's going on and why they're protesting. I believe that. They're going to be judged a lot easier than those who do know. And so I just say today, as you know, it's live stream, so I would ask that you hit your share button. And I ask that you send out this gospel today and just my way of looking at it. I don't profess to know all things or be, like I say, all that in a bag of chips. But I do profess to know when I hear the Lord speaking in my heart, whispering in my ear, to speak, to tell the good news and live the gospel out the best of our ability, whether it's convenient or inconvenient. And I love passionately. I love with my heart and my soul. And I love my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. And I will passionately speak the truth as long as I have breath. And so I ask you to pray for me. I ask you to know that I am so proud of my country. I don't like the fact that they don't want to build a wall to keep illegals out. I hate that. But what I abhor even more, they might not want to build a wall to keep illegals out, but they'll kill a child, an innocent child, in the womb and think that's okay. Sometimes even up to a full-born child being born, and then consult with the parents or the mother, and if they say that it wasn't a boy or it wasn't a girl or it is, they don't want the baby, they can take its life. But yet they'll tell all of us that there's something wrong with us, that we don't want open borders. They'll tell us it's crazy to say a child should have a right to live once created. It's all part of stamping out God in our culture, because all of us and every child from every race, every nation, every religion, every child is created in God's likeness and image. It's what they're taught after. It's how they're, what kind of examples are they being shown? Our kids are watching, you know, their minds are like a video camera, always rolling. They're watching us. They might not like all the things that we say we believe and do, but they're watching us to see if we're credible. You see, that's what's missing. We need to be credible witnesses. We need to show examples to our young people. The only way, and you've heard it said a million times, the only way that evil happens, or terrorism, or hate. It was when good people do nothing. We're good people. With all our faults, all our failings, even though we all fall short of the glory of God and we're sinners, we're good, because the Lord said when they created man and woman, we're very good. You're just not good. According to the living God who created us, we're very good. And we have a responsibility to these generations coming up to let them know they're very good, just the way they are. And that God doesn't make mistakes. And he is the solution and the answer to all these complicated problems. But you know what? Ripping innocent bodies apart in the womb or outside the womb, whether they're taking these babies in the womb and destroying them, or whether they're destroying them outside the womb by tearing their bodies apart, the body that God gave them. We have to pray for all those who are confused, for all those who have turned away from believing in God's word and believing in the gospel and believing in the doctrines and the dogmas of their church. We had to pray that it will be God's voice they hear, not the voice in the world that's telling them whatever you want to do goes, telling everybody it's okay to destroy the bodies that God gave you if you don't like it, to tell people time and time again what's important is that you're happy. I guarantee you there are no happy people in hell. And we have an obligation to speak in love the truth. There's all kinds of help, resources that all can have and all can find if they're willing to seek the truth. Because nothing's impossible with God. And he loves each and every one of all that are involved in the things that are going on today. Even the people that are teaching children evil. He will work it together for a greater good. So we need to pray for all people. But we also have to recognize that there is evil. There is pure evil. And we cannot concede our families, our children, and our country to that evil. The Lord calls us to remember that he's victorious, that he is all power, all might, all strength, all grace, all pure love, and that he offers that to us, so that we can become more of who he is and less of who we are. Well, here we are already at the end of the program. I know I had a lot to say today and don't really know how you're taking it, because the phone didn't ring when I gave you an opportunity to call in. But nevertheless, I will speak as the Lord leads me, the words I hear in my heart and whispered in my ear. I love you, and I mean it. And I ask you to remember all the young people in the world today, because I believe that God is raising them up and they will be the good news. They will be the ones who will speak truth they will be the ones that will continue to love others into wholeness through the grace of God at work in their lives. They will be the warriors at heart that will continue to fight the enemy. They will be, and they are, the hope for the church, for our country, and for the world. Let me see if I have anybody here. I didn't even bring my thing up today. I would ask you to remember on the 30th of this month, right after after the holiday, Memorial Weekend, I would ask you to come on out and say hey, say hello. I will be speaking just for the day, just for the evening, at Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, the last talk for the month of May. I've been invited to speak there that evening. We will have benediction, we'll have some adoration, and it is free. Not much is free in this world, but it is free. All are welcome, and I encourage you all to come and introduce yourself, and love to have a few words with each of you afterwards. I pray that God will bless you and bless your families. And on this weekend, I wish you a beautiful, peaceful, wonderful weekend. I also would ask you to remember this apostolate. I will tell you this, if you want to get into the for the Charismatic Conference in June at Malvern, if you want to get into the Family Life Center, I would suggest you book that right now. There's only X amount of rooms there, and there's a huge crowd coming with another retreat there. And if you want a Family Life Center, I would call and make your reservations immediately to get your room in that building for the Charismatic Conference in June. Again, I look forward to seeing all of you, and God willing, I'll see you on Tuesday. I pray, Lord God, that you would bless all those from head to toe who are listening today. I ask that they have the courage to hit their share buttons. And I pray, Lord God, that you will watch over them, their families, and have a wonderful Memorial Weekend. And remember, we live in the greatest country in this world. We have freedom, but it wasn't free. And I ask you to stay tuned. Remember that Dr. Anton Raimondo will broadcast a special edition of his radio broadcast today on In His Sign Catholic Radio on Facebook. God bless you. Never forget that he loves you and he paid the price in full for you. Let us go out and proclaim the truth to help set people free in Jesus' name and by the power of his Holy Spirit. Amen.